Here's another story we're following this morning. Chrysler is moving closer to survival. Its bankruptcy serves as a test of whether a troubled automaker can stay in business, and it's starting to look like Chrysler can, which doesn't mean that all of Chrysler's creditors think they're getting a fair deal. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
When Chrysler CEO Robert Nardelli went to Capitol Hill last fall, he predicted a bankruptcy would be devastating.
We believe that retail sales will plummet dramatically. Given our common supplier base, the bankruptcy of any one automotive manufacturer, we believe, threatens the viability of all automakers.
And he concluded with this warning.
Finally, we just can't be confident that we'll be able to successfully emerge from bankruptcy.
Well, Chrysler's been in bankruptcy now for nearly a month, and so far, none of those things has happened. Even better, on Wednesday, a judge in New York will consider whether the carmaker's strongest brands should be sold to create a new company called Chrysler Group. The new firm would be owned by Fiat, a union trust fund, and the U.S. and Canadian governments. And it could be out of bankruptcy in several weeks.
This is amazing.
That's Edward Altman. He's a finance professor at New York University's Stern School of Business. Altman says a new Chrysler could exit court at near record speed.
My guess is this is probably, if not the fastest, one of the fastest.
The case is moving quickly because the U.S. government fears a long bankruptcy could destroy Chrysler sales. So the White House is pressing Chrysler's creditors, who lent the company money, to cut deals fast. But Altman says the government is steamrolling creditors into accepting big losses.
Anybody who normally would slow down the process through appeals has been beaten down pretty good.
For instance, when some creditors complained they were getting shortchanged, President Obama suggested they were being unpatriotic. They quickly rolled over. Those lenders are what's called secured creditors. That means that legally, they're first in line to get paid in bankruptcy. But they say the United Auto Workers, which is unsecured and should be behind them, is getting a much better deal. Richard Murdoch is state treasurer of Indiana. He oversees police and teacher pension funds that lend Chrysler money. Murdoch says those funds now stand to lose millions of dollars, while an auto worker trust fund will end up owning most of a new Chrysler company.
It's wrong that people can just suddenly arbitrarily change 100 years of American legal practice to say secured creditor doesn't mean secured creditor.
When the bankruptcy process is being used to try to save a business, the courts and the parties have to accept a kind of rough justice.
Jay Westbrook teaches bankruptcy law at the University of Texas at Austin. He says sometimes the need for speed doesn't leave time to deal with every complaint from every creditor.
The classic example we always use in bankruptcy is that the debtor has this shipload of raw fish, right? And we've got to move quickly before the fish spoil, or there'll be no value for anybody.
Westbrook says in the case of Chrysler, it's not about saving fish, but protecting the economy.
I think a lot of it has to do with jobs in a very serious economic decline. But beyond that, the existence of a real full-blooded automobile industry, I think, is very important to the industrial future of America.
But Lynn Lepucky, who teaches bankruptcy law at UCLA, says the Chrysler case sets a worrisome precedent, one he expects will influence General Motors, which could file for bankruptcy at the end of May.
If the Chrysler sale is approved, General Motors will file in New York, and General Motors will undoubtedly win approval of its sale as well. And from then on, virtually every big company that files bankruptcy is going to want to have the same thing that Chrysler and GM had, a bankruptcy that's over in 30 to 60 days.
But even if Chrysler emerges from court next month, its survival is not certain. The company still has weaknesses, including a glaring lack of competitive small cars. It won't be able to produce them for at least another 18 months. And in the car business, that's a very long time. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.